Congress moves on banker pay.
Marketplace Morning Report is produced in association with the University of Southern California.
From American Public Media in Los Angeles, good morning. I'm Bill Radke. The House Financial Services Committee meets today, looking at ways to limit those banker salaries and bonuses. Marketplace's John Dimsdale joins us live from Washington. Morning, John.
TGIF, Bill.
Thank you. What's going to happen today?
Well, this committee is going to hear from several advocates for government-imposed limits on the salaries of bank executives. It's really a hearing perfectly timed, deliberately so, to grab some of the attention that these big bonuses and bank earnings statements are getting.
Yes. And what are some of the pay-cutting ideas?
Well, one bill would do what Britain has done, impose a surtax on bonuses. Another idea is to give shareholders more of a say on corporate salaries. One of the people testifying today is Nell Minow of the consumer watchdog Corporate Library, and she's going to push for giving shareholders more power to get rid of those directors who go along with the big bonuses.
After all, at the end of the day, it's the boards of directors who design and approve these pay plans. And if we can't throw those guys out of office, then we're just going to keep repeating the same problems.
John, how's the banking industry reacting to all this?
Well, they say that they've already reformed their compensation plans. They've been tying them to the performance of the bank, even allowing for some clawbacks, where the executive has to give back some salary if the company's investments turn sour later on.
Marketplace's John Dimsdale in Washington. Thanks, John.
You're welcome.
The idea of more government bank regulation not going over well with investors. After yesterday's 200-point plunge in the Dow, Asian stocks fell today 1 to 2%, and Europe is mostly lower as well. General Electric just announced a fourth-quarter profit of $3 billion. The Sundance Film Festival is underway in Park City, Utah, and if you don't have an invitation, go online. YouTube has announced it's offering full-length Sundance feature films for rent. Marketplace's Mitchell Hartman has that story.
She's not gone. Stop saying that.
She is gone.
I don't believe it, and there's a
Mom is gone. She got abducted by these thuggy Wall Street types, but you can find her on YouTube in the film Children of Invention. It's one of five films available for rent on the site beginning today. The fee is $4.
It's absolutely no different whatsoever than renting a movie from iTunes or from Amazon Unbox or Netflix.
And that's part of the point for YouTube, says Jonathan Taplin of the USC Annenberg School. The site needs more polished content to attract advertisers.
Advertisers are more comfortable where they know exactly what the content is, whereas potentially putting your ad next to a cat video or, you know, something like that is maybe not as interesting.
What's likely to be more interesting is high-profile films from Sundance, says Carolyn McCarthy of CNET.
They have the opportunity to look like they have indie cred, but then also to make these inroads with the big film industry.
McCarthy says YouTube eventually wants to offer mainstream Hollywood films as well. I'm Mitchell Hartman for Marketplace.
Marketplace Morning Report is supported by Progressive Insurance, helping people shop for car insurance at 1-800-PROGRESSIVE and progressive.com. And by Constant Contact, dedicated to helping small businesses and nonprofits build strong customer relationships with email marketing, online surveys, and event marketing. ConstantContact.com.
Yesterday, we told you about a study of rural towns that have seen a big influx of undocumented Latino laborers. And it turned out a lot of the common stereotypes about these immigrants were false, but there were some exceptions. Marketplace's Jeff Tyler takes us to Warsaw, North Carolina.
You can see the changing demographics in the faces of school children. Traditionally, most of the students at Warsaw Elementary School have been black or white. These days, there are more kids from Mexico and other Latin American countries. Most are presumed to be in the country illegally. In fact, Hispanics make up about 20% of the population in Duplin County. That's almost three times the average in other parts of North Carolina. And the flood of new folks has put a strain on some local services. Wynn Batten is mayor of Warsaw.
We have had some overcrowding in some of our schools because of the influx of Hispanic and Latino workers.
A recent study looked at the economic impact of Hispanic immigrants moving into small rural communities. The study found that poverty and unemployment rates actually fell when Hispanics came to town. But the new immigrants did create new expenses for rural schools. Study co-author Martha Crowley with North Carolina State University says schools face a challenge with kids who can't speak English.
the schools are required to provide bilingual materials, bilingual information to go out to parents, English as a second language programs that they, in other circumstances, would not need to provide or pay for.
A similar kind of financial pressure has been placed on rural hospitals. Duplin General Hospital doesn't track the legal status of its patients, but it has seen an increase in Hispanics without insurance, and they constitute a majority of patients receiving some hospital services, like delivering babies.
We had 532 deliveries. 56% of those deliveries were Latino.
That's Harvey Case, the president of Duplin General Hospital. He says translators had to be hired to help those who speak only Spanish.
Just like a lot of rural hospitals, our hospital is losing money. And anytime you get a population that has a negative impact on the operating margin, it just creates a real challenge for us.
It's a challenge shared by rural schools and hospitals around the country. I'm Jeff Tyler for Marketplace.
And finally, all the week's business news in under 60 seconds. This is the Marketplace Minute. The High Court says a company can buy a campaign ad. Money is a kind of speech, and muting it is bad. Progressives say the ruling means our politics will worsen, that corporations shouldn't have the rights we give a person, while conservatives in general say the ruling's pretty neato, and they're glad that Bush appointed Justice Samuel Alito. President Obama used his clout, which now is fading, to propose some major limits on proprietary trading, so investment firms that helped to dump the country in the tank would be forced to pick a lane. Are you a hedge fund or a bank? Coakley got beat for Ted Kennedy's seat, so the health care bill is unlikelier still. Japan Airlines is at a low ebb. The New York Times will charge on the web. China is scary. It's growing too fast, and investors are wary it ain't gonna last. So Asia's a bubble. How bad could it be? I'll see you at marketplace.org. I'll put the Marketplace Minute video online. This is the Marketplace Morning Report in Los Angeles. I'm Bill Radke.
American Public Media.
The world can be a confusing place for kids, and finding the words to explain it all can be tricky, too. Introducing Million Bazillion, a Webby-winning podcast from Marketplace that takes your kids on exciting adventures to answer the awkward and complex questions they have about money. Each week, we tackle hard-hitting inquiries from kid listeners like,
what is a college account and how does it work?
I want to know what unions are and what they are for.
Why does the U.S. have so much gold in Fort Knox and what do they use it for?
Help your kids understand how money fits into the world around us. Listen to Million Bazillion wherever you get your podcasts.